This week's episode, I share a new perspective on solving problems or challenges. This week's three words, solve your problems.
Welcome to the Three Word Podcast with author, speaker, and life coach, Lisa Thal.
Well, welcome to the Three Word Podcast. I'm so glad you're here. I'm your host, Lisa Thal. And each week I share my thoughts on three word topics. Three word topics that you could use as a discussion in your next sales meeting. And this may be three you want to use, solving your problems. Have you ever heard the phrase, Houston, we have a problem? And most of you probably have heard that famous phrase from the movie Apollo 13. It was a phrase used when they faced unexpected issues or challenges. Now, we may not be facing anything to do with space, but it feels like we all have problems. We all have challenges, and we don't know maybe the best way to solve them. So I have a question for you. When you face a challenge or a problem, what process do you walk through? What opportunities do you give yourself to solving that problem? Because let me tell you, if you don't have a problem now, you're going to have one in the future. And it could be a personal problem, it could be a business problem. But we have to look at each situation, don't we? And most of us are like linear. We're like problem, solution. We think about maybe one or two solutions, but we don't always think about all the different perspectives to helping us really solve that challenge. So I'm excited to share on this podcast a technique that I learned that you could use for yourself or use in a group discussion when thinking about a problem you're facing and how to best solve it and solve it quickly. And I learned this technique from Edward D. Bonneau. And you may not have heard of him, but he's an author, an inventor, a consultant. But he was best known for the lateral thinking he did. He wrote a tremendous amount of books on thinking. Imagine that. He spent time helping us understand how to think better. So he dedicated his life to helping people improve their thinking. And he did this by different creative ways. And it included this process called the six thinking hats. And I'm going to share that with you. He used the process six thinking hats to solve any problem he faced. So it was a powerful technique, and I use it today when I'm faced with very difficult decisions or just simple issues or challenges I face. And it involves six different distinct perspectives. That's the key. You're thinking differently with different perspectives. So what he does is this different hat represents a different style of thinking. So the best way to solve a problem I know is to look at several perspectives. Again, the power of thinking differently is the key here. So I want to pause for a minute. I want you to think about a problem or a challenge that you may be facing right now. Doesn't matter if it's personal, professional, but kind of think about one challenge or problem you're facing now. I'm going to give you a little minute to think about that. And then write that down. Okay, now I'm gonna walk you through the six thinking hats tools, and I'm gonna help you look at your problem from six different perspectives. And stay with me here, because when making decisions, we tend to get overwhelmed, don't we? We have so much information at our fingertips, there's so many different ways to go about it, and we end up going just that one route we're most comfortable with. But when we pick a problem or a decision that we need to make, we need to walk through this technique. It won't take long. It will actually help you make a decision a lot faster. So I'm going to walk you through it. So what I want you to imagine now is that you've got a table in front of you, a long table, and you've got six different color hats sitting on it. And I'm going to walk you through each one. And I want you to physically think about this hat that you're going to put on your head. All right, so the first hat I want you to reach for is a white hat. Now reach for that hat. I want you to put it on your head. And what does the white hat mean? The white hat is logic. So think about that. When you wear a white hat, I want you to ask yourself this. What information, what data is available to you? What are the facts around this challenge and issue you're having? And how can you look at this objectively? So again, white hat, ask yourself those questions to the problem you're facing. The white hat, think of yourself as like in a white lab coat. You're a scientist, you're a doctor. You're gathering all this information. Okay, place the white hat back on the table, and I want you to grab the hat next to it, and that is a red hat. And what does red mean to you? That's emotion. That's your heart. This is a different perspective I want you to ask these questions to. Ask yourself, how does this decision you're going to make or this problem make you feel? Again, the red hat is emotions. What emotions come up when you ask yourself that question? What's your gut say? What's your intuition telling you? That's what I want you to think about. So when you ask the question, getting the perspective from the red hat, I want you to imagine feelings and emotions, your heart. All right, now put the hat back on the table. The next color hat we're going to grab and put on our head is a black hat. And the black hat represents the critic. This is where you wear the hat where you ask yourself now, what could go wrong with this decision? You know, what's the downside of the decision? Why won't this work? So again, you're gaining different perspectives. And the black hat is probably a good reminder, is like a judge. A judge has a black robe on and he's the one making decisions from a judgment. All right, ask yourself those questions. Okay, put the black hat back on the table. Now you're going to grab the yellow hat. The yellow hat is going on your head, and the yellow hat represents optimism, sunshine. Again, now you want to ask yourself, what could go right? Again, the critic's going to say, what's going wrong? The optimist says, okay, with this decision, what could go right with it? What are my benefits? What's the upside, not the downside? And where are the opportunities? So again, when you're trying to ask yourself those questions from an optimistic standpoint, you're imagining a big, bright sun. That represents yellow. All right, now we're going to put that hat down. I know, stay with me. You're going to grab the green hat. Now the green hat, that represents creativity. Okay, so when you're wearing the green hat, here's the questions you want to ask yourself. How can I be creative? What are all the possibilities available? Again, you're getting out of that data-driven mind and you've got the green hat on. So the green hat is asking you, what other options, what other innovative solutions are available to you? Could you consider something different than you normally would consider? Again, the green hat represents creativity. So there you might think, maybe the grass growing, the grass blowing in the wind, is just giving you that creative opportunity. All right, and the sixth hat, after you wear all those hats, put the green hat back on the table. Now I want you to reach for the blue hat and put that blue hat on your head. Okay, and here's what the blue hat is asking you. It's asking you to listen to all the options, all the perspectives of the five other hats. So think about it. It's the big picture. It's your opportunity to make a decision quickly based on five other perspectives. So again, remember the blue hat tends to be the manager, the project manager of all the other hats. And maybe think about the sky above you, a beautiful blue sky or a beautiful blue ocean. All the opportunities that are in front of you that you get to choose from, all the different perspectives that you have allowed yourself to solving a problem or a challenge. So again, go through this process. I don't care what you're facing. Take the time, write it down, literally put into action, putting each hat on so you can change your atmosphere, your thinking for that moment. Because believe me, we all face problems personally and professionally. And now you have a process to help you make that decision making with different perspectives so you can put your hats on and start solving more problems quickly. So I'd love to know how you are solving problems. I hope that this process will help you today and in the future. And if you know someone that can benefit from this episode, do me a favor, share it with them, share this technique with other people. Even if in your family, you're going through a family challenge, do it with your family, do it with your kids. You'll get people to open up. Or use it in your next sales meeting. Go around the room and ask each person to wear a different color hat to give a different perspective that you may be facing as a business challenge. But whatever you do, hats off to you.
Find more episodes and get the book at threewordmeetings.com.